Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I was just spending time before the Lord and thinking of some things that I would just like to share with you in these next few broadcasts. Not so much teaching as just seeking an understanding and revelation of God's mind and God's heart. You know, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, it's recorded in the 8th chapter, verse 31, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So there is a progression, there is a process, there is a growth that occurs in our lives once we accept Jesus. He gives us a new heart, we're a new creature in Him. But then Jesus saying something very significant, if you hold to my teaching, in other words, if you continue on, if you fight the good fight of faith, if you continue running in the race, in other words, if you don't faint, if you don't give up, if you don't say it's too hard, if you will continue on studying the Word of God, then you will not only be His disciple, that is, those are the terms or definition that Jesus gives, but He also says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's John 8, 31. So, beloved, there is a progression. There is a process that we go through that if we will hear and obey, in other words, it's not just hearing, it's not just being, you know, physically going to churches and hearing the Word of God, but it is actually implementing it in our lives. Faith without works is dead. We actually have to do something, and that is holding on to His teaching, continue in His teaching. And then there is something that occurs as we continue on to know the Lord, as we seek the Lord. There is a transforming of our soul, if you will. Our spirit is saved. We are a new creature, but the aspects of our soul, our will, our emotions, our mental processes, they become transformed. We're to be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind. And so God's truth applied to our lives, experienced in our lives, are going to give us that freedom and liberty that we desire. Every one of us, none of us are perfect. We're all in process. I don't care how celebrated the preacher might be. God is working in his or her life just as He is in yours and mine. It doesn't matter our reputation. We are all in the process of growth. For example, one of the things I've always said when people say, well, how could someone fall like that, someone who's in ministry and they're still, you know, mightily used of God? There's a distinction. It says in God's Word that His gifts and His calling are without repentance. In other words, when God places a gift in someone's life, He doesn't take it back. That is, He's given it to them. That is part of who they are. And that's His gift. They didn't do anything to receive it, and they can't do anything to deserve it or earn it, but God just gives it. However, every one of us has a responsibility to develop a Christ-like character. Our character is something that the Holy Spirit is working with us every single day. day. And so I'm praying that as we, in these next few broadcasts, just spend some time, I'm just really just sharing with you, sharing my heart, sharing some thoughts, that God's spirit of revelation will be operative in our lives. We need to see things from God's perspective. And we need also to be delivered from the deception of false thinking and false values. We've all had them. And, you know, there's a danger when we come to a place, if we ever do in our spiritual walk, that we think we have arrived. Right then, spiritual pride is operating, which is sin. And so often, no matter how sincere we might be, we could actually be involved in some kind of deception. Our understanding of something is not really the truth. And it's time that as God's people in these last days in which we're living, the hour is so late, that we need to mature and grow up and convey this truth to others. But first, we need to be experiencing it. So what I'd like to share is something that is I've reflected on over the years, and I don't know how many people are in this world at this point, what the total population is, but there are billions and billions of people. And in this current hour in which we live, as well as in past generations, there were always the exceptional people. There were those who were highly gifted intellectually, of genius capacity. They did extraordinary feats or discoveries in sciences, in technology, in the laws of physics, in medicine. They were extraordinary in just remarkable ways, or perhaps in the arts. And we've always celebrated these people. But while we've always had those who have excelled throughout the history of the human race, most people are what you would call just average. That's the norm. There are many people in the world, and they just have what you would call an average IQ. And I just like to share with you, there's a tremendous power contained in words, the concepts that we attach to words. For example, I just want to share some words, and what is your response mentally and emotionally? All right, difficult. What's your response? Trial. Danger. Fear. How about good, peace, beautiful, pleasant, fun, exciting? Well, these last few words I shared, of course, they probably might engender a smile on your face, as in mine. Nobody likes difficult or trial. But what does this word strike in terms of your response? Ordinary. Well, it's kind of just a blah word, isn't it? But what does it evoke? By definition, let me share what it means. It's of common quality, rank, or ability. A common, being what is generally met with and not in any way special, strange, or unusual, implies everyday quality or frequency of occurrence. It also can mean, in some senses, deficiency in quality, rank, or ability, poor or inferior. And in terms of individuals, it's characterized by a lack of privilege or special stature. So, having shared the definition of ordinary, would you want to be ordinary? Well, we may not want to be. We don't like that definition. There's something deep within the heart of man that wants to be significant, important, valued, needed, able to contribute. That's just how God has made us. And those are all good things. Let's take a moment now to look at modern life. And the things I'm going to describe, they may not be you, but this is society at large. We're living in a day, as you know, I've said to people, we have so many time-saving devices. And have you noticed that everyone seems to have less time than they ever did. People are rushing and hurrying to and fro. We have instant communication through email. Things are done immediately. Transmissions electronically through the whole financial institutions. There's electronic transmissions occurring. And in every way of life, technology has literally transformed the way we live. However, while they're all, quote, time-saving abilities, are we really saving time? In fact, I remember this was some years back in my former home in California. The stove was the original stove, and I need to replace it. And, you know, I grew up in the 50s when black and white television was barely coming in. And you actually had to program this stove, and it wasn't a fancy stove, but just to turn it on, just to use the clean function. And so we spend our time trying to understand the technology, which is supposed to save us time. And basically, our lives, if at least as far as the world is concerned, are bound by materialism, by competition, by stress, by pressure, bettering yourself in every area, pursuing, excelling, achieving, and striving. And beloved, let me just say that there is nothing wrong with trying to improve our lives, our personal health, the things that pertain to us, our home, nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking with the obsession that the world has with it. That's their God. Beloved, the world is in a rat race, but as Christians, that's unscriptural. We're not supposed to be in a rat race. We are in another kind of race, running the race to achieve maturity and perfection in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, I'm just sort of laying a foundation and we're getting into some things, so I hope you can join me tomorrow. I thank you for listening, and UCM Prayer Partners, I so appreciate your letters, your prayer support, your emotional support, your financial support. It's just a blessing to be able to share the good things of the Lord with you and you, my radio family. Some of you may never write, but if the Holy Spirit's moving on you and you would like to take just a moment to drop me a line and let me know you're encouraged by the broadcast or have a prayer need, please note that contact information and I'll be happy to stand with you in prayer. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.